Welcome to North Coast Conversation, a public service presentation of AM 930, 100.3 FM WEOL. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. On today's North Coast Conversation, the Friends of Murray Ridge has their fundraiser coming up. It's Mega Championship Wrestling over at Lorain County Community College. And how to not get scammed. We'll hear from the Federal Trade Commission and some of the top scams going around. And now, this week's North Coast Conversation. It's time to talk about Breaking Down Barriers 12. They've been doing this for quite a number of years by the Roman numerals that I see. It's part of a fundraiser for the Friends of Murray Ridge, and it is put on by the folks at Mega Championship Wrestling. And we have some folks in studio with us to talk about that. We have Jim Nagy with the Friends of Murray Ridge, and also from Mega Championship Wrestling, we've got Brandon Xavier joining us this morning. Jim, let's start with you. This fundraiser for the Friends of Murray Ridge, talk a little bit about, I guess, what the Friends of Murray Ridge does and how money like this really impacts those that you serve.
Well, we've been doing this fundraiser with Mega Championship Wrestling now for, as the flyer says, for 12 years. And in that 12 years, we've raised quite a bit of money to help individuals with developmental disabilities in Lorain County. The Friends of Murray Ridge is an organization that is a offshoot of Murray Ridge. And what they do is they help people make ends meet when their funds are running low. And they basically just help out when needed.
So kind of doing extra support that those things that the regular services may not provide for them.
Absolutely.
And, of course, this is a very fun event that takes place over at the Lorain County Community College's Field House. Let's bring in Brandon this morning a little bit about Mega Championship Wrestling. Why is it important for you to really be involved in a fundraiser like this, I guess, too?
For one, Jim was, like, the founder of Mega. So for me to be able to, I guess, help carry on legacy of that and, you know I'm helping the community and people in the community, and I can do it by entertaining other people, it makes it worth it to me, you know, because it helps an old friend. And like I said, it helps the community and people in the community that sometimes, like from what I've heard before, this money's really helped people in some really tight jams, you know. So even that, it just makes it worth it.
And I know that sometimes, Jim, you'll get some folks from Murray Ridge coming out and different people who are the clients and people, they really enjoy this kind of activity.
Oh, they absolutely love coming out to the Breaking Down Barriers show. It ranks right up there with some of the Special Olympics stuff they do as far as its popularity. It's really been well supported by our consumers and their families and the staff at Murray Ridge. This will be our 12th year.
All right, Brandon, let's talk about some of the activities taking place or the matches. you have planned. I was looking at your Facebook page as well as following some of the things. You've got quite a variety. Where do you want to start with this here, I guess?
We could start off with one of the tag matches, which will be Storm Garcon and Avery Hertz, who are making their debut at Mega, versus Sebastian LeSean and Tessin Gates, who are an upcoming tag team. As we call Sebastian LeSean, Madam President. We have the Infinite Man Tim taking on Matt Cross. Matt Cross has been featured on Lucha Underground. He's done work for WWE, AEW, all the big promotions.
Those two seem to have a little thing going, or what I see a little bit of getting ready for it. You know, there's a lot of, I don't want to say sort of trash talking, or at least a little bit of things to get excited for this match.
Huh? Oh, yeah. This has been a match they were supposed to wrestle a long time ago, and it didn't happen. So for us to be able to make it happen on this event even makes it, you know, more special. We have TNA's Shogun Jackson Stone taking on Mega's Infinity Champion, Butchie B. Another one of the tag matches actually will be for the tag team titles will be a four-way dance between Team All Day.
Wait, you identify this as a fatal four-way tag team match is what I saw.
Four-way dance.
How do you keep track of how things go on in a ring like that?
I just ring the bell and let them go. I don't even try to get in their way. But that match is actually going to feature the sons of ECW legend Devon Dudley and a tag team called TNT. They're making their debut. Also in that match will be the Damies, which is Bryson Teller and Lemmy Sandemus. And overall, they're all going to be going for the tag team championships against Cash Inc. In a baddies division match, which is our women's division, it'll be Lexus Sin versus Alexis Littlefoot, both two newcomers to Mega. Tyreek Kalam is taking on another newcomer in Matt Diesel. Then in the main event, oh, I cannot forget a friend of Jim's and a friend of Murray Ridge, Gregory Iron, will be taking on Colt Johnson, the Southern Center. And our main event's going to feature Alex Daniels versus Myron Reed, the Young Goat.
So, and Alex Daniels is its current belt holder. He's the champion right
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
Right? Absolutely true. And, again, this is coming up, the Breaking Down Barriers 12 over at the Lorain County Community College Fieldhouse. It's up on Saturday, May 4th. Doors open at 4:30. Bells at 5. And all of these folks are coming there to participate. Talk a little bit about, I guess, Mega Championship Wrestling. You kind of cultivate wrestling right here in Lorain County, right?
Yes, we have. We've been here. This is year number 26. I've been a part of it since year 3. Like I said, Jim was one of the founders. But we've been running events at the college, and actually this summer we have like a full schedule. We're in Niles 2 times. We're doing a show for the Rubber Ducks in Akron, for the Captains at Lake County. We're doing a Colossal Con that's in Kalahari and Sandusky, and the very next day after that, we're doing like a tattoo competition. So Mega, we're around, and it's funny with people like, I haven't heard it, like, but we've been here. We've done things with the community, you know, over time to get that brand and that name out there.
And you take your rings wherever you go, right? I mean,
Tear it down, pack it up in a truck, and hit the road.
Wow! And what's the timeline between matches where somebody's wrestling? Is it one day, the next day? Do they try to schedule it enough so that their bodies can recover, so that they can prepare? Is it just one of those type of things?
With independent wrestling, you got guys who might wrestle once every couple of months. And then you have guys who are on the road Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's all of what can your life handle? Where do you want to go with it? How much sacrifice do you want to put into it?
Right. And I would assume most of them have a day job. They got other things. And there's sort of maybe an alter ego that takes place.
Oh, they're millionaires. They don't have that. We'll call them side jobs.
Sure. Okay.
They got the side jobs that they have, but you know the passion is with the wrestling.
Right. It's amazing that there's always a new crop of people, I would suppose, that
yes,
are interested in getting involved, and others kind of see how well their careers go, and it's kind of an activity that they really enjoy doing. Then
yes, and we actually have a training center that people learn to wrestle at. So when you watch them from day one to the time that they get to work in front of a crowd of 500, 1,000, 300, you know, anywhere between 300 to 1,000 people, and you see that look in their eyes, that the excitement, you're like, you know, they've worked for it through all this time.
Right. Well, there's always a big crowd that comes out to the Breaking Down Barriers. And again, this is Breaking Down Barriers 12 over at Lorain County Community College. And it's at the Fieldhouse coming up on Saturday, May 4th. It looks like you got a big event like this. This takes place at Bell at 5 o'clock. How long does the whole event eventually last? You listed off all many different matches. I'm wondering how long this takes to get through.
Time before, we used to start at what, 7 o'clock, Jim?
Yeah, about 7 o'clock. But we found that moving it up earlier just works better for everybody because, as Brandon was saying, a lot of these wrestlers, we have people coming in from Michigan. We have people coming from all over. And if we can do an earlier show, then they get to their next destination all that earlier. So
the show generally lasts about 2.5 hours. Okay. So it's over by 7:30. One of the major reasons for that is our demographic is families. As a father and having a family, I don't want my kids out to 10, 11 o'clock at night. They fall asleep in the car. You got to bring them in. So we started earlier. Was another reason, so we could get more families, and it has worked. Tickets are available through our website at MegaChampionshipWrestling.com. You can get them at mcwyapsody.com, which is Y-A-P-S-O-D-Y. Johnson's Trading Post at Jamie's Flea Market. Also, you can buy tickets, physical tickets there. If you know one of the wrestlers, you could also buy tickets off of them.
And then you can sell them at the door, but you get pre-sale tickets a little bit discount for that.
Yeah, you can get them at the door. Plenty of tickets at the door, general admission.
Why do people want to sit in the front row? I don't know if I want to be that close to the action, knowing that sometimes things spill out of the ring.
As my friend Mad Dog Manson used to tell me, some people just have a death wish. They really like to be right there in the front row. And, you know, sometimes things happen and the action spills over the guardrail and into the front row.
Right.
And people will pay good money and we will take it as a donation for this very worthy cause.
So at this event, you guys have like an announcer, you got a little music, walk-up type of things. How do you get the crowd excited for the match?
It's no different than what you see on a bigger stage. We're just at a smaller scale. We have, you know, the entrances, we have the announcer, Miss Angie. We videotape everything. We have commentary. And actually, if you go to our Mega page, you'll see every Thursday we do a studio show. So like our fans that have been around for a while can watch. They keep up with the storylines and the new wrestlers coming in. But for me, as sitting front row, I think it's more of the personal experience. Because fans know that they're going to get to talk to the wrestlers. They're going to get to, you're right there. You're only a couple of feet away. You get to yell at the wrestlers. They're going to yell back. And that's the big thing with independent wrestling is it's more hands-on for a fan's experience. You know, you get to, at intermission, you get to meet the wrestlers and you get to talk to the wrestlers. The wrestlers have merchandise if you want to support the wrestlers.
What kind of merchandise would the wrestler be selling? Just autographed pictures, or
you know what? There's been wrestlers that have sold rocks, but most of the time it's T-shirts, pictures, hats, you know, things like that. That the fans can keep and
can
wear.
Can you get one of those masks that's those wrestlers, everything like that?
I think Chambea does have masks for sale. I'm pretty sure that they do. So, yes, there is Wrestle For You is actually one of our sponsors that's there, and they do sell masks and action figures and all that stuff. So it's more than just come, sit down, watch a wrestling show. I try to make an experience for the fans.
Again, we're talking this morning with Jim Nagy from Friends of Murray Ridge, the beneficiary of the fundraiser from Breaking Down Barriers 12 that's coming also. Brandon Xavier with Mega Championship Wrestling. How do wrestlers come up with their personas? What goes into that? I know you mentioned you kind of have a training facility a little bit to get people kind of physically understanding the workings of that. But where does that other part come from for those people? What have you learned over the years that people...
A lot of times it's an extension of who you are. So it's basically, you know, we're listening to the radio. Here comes that song you love. You turn it up real loud. Well, that's them loving themselves, turning it up real loud. Some of the personas, though, I don't know where they come up from. It's, you know, we have one guy who's actually our Fighting Spirit champion, and we did forget the Breaking Down Barriers Battle Royal. He'll be facing the winner of it that night, but his whole persona is he wants to go viral on TikTok. We were standing outside our gym, and I looked at him. I'm like, I want you in a mask. I was like, and your whole thing in life is you want to go viral on TikTok. And he hasn't achieved it yet, so he's still, you know.
This isn't TikTok-o, is this?
That is TikTok-o,
okay,
yes.
All right, okay. I don't know how the mask goes with a suit, though. That's the other thing. Sometimes
he
there's a juxtaposition of how things go. I'm glad he's not here in the studio, the way he kind of takes care of his opponents. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Sometimes the persona that the person has can be exactly the opposite of what they are in real life. Mad Dog Manson was the complete absence of concern for the human race. But Jim Nagy's worked at the Murray Ridge Center for 32 years.
Right.
And it's just a juxtaposition of just problems everywhere with that.
Right. Wow. Well, it's fun to see all the folks that will be coming out, as well as the wrestlers that take part of it. And again, it's the live pro wrestling over at the Lorain County Community College over at the Field House, a great location to see it. Again, it's Breaking Down Barriers 12. It all benefits the Friends of Murray Ridge, and it comes up again on Saturday, May 4th. Doors open at 4:30, bell at 5, and then all the fun and the chaos, I guess, maybe, I would say, begins.
Good word.
At that, and again, you can go to megachampionshipwrestling.com, find out the details on that as well, or you can follow them on Facebook and take a look at all that they have to offer for that. Jim, appreciate you coming in. Jim Nagy with the Friends of Murray Ridge, also Brandon Xavier with Mega Championship Wrestling. Thanks for talking this morning.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're joined today by Tiffany Smedley, an investigator with the Federal Trade Commission, here to talk about the top frauds of 2023 and also offer some advice on maybe how do I spot them, how to avoid them, and just be cautious on things that could be coming up in the future, because the different frauds always kind of manipulate themselves, change just a little bit. But Tiffany, if you could tell us a little bit about sort of what are some of the top frauds? How can we go through that list if you want to just take it from there, and maybe how to be aware that these are out there?
Sure. Thank you for having me today. Yes, I just want to share that we at the FTC, we compile our data book report every year from all the complaints we get from consumers that have reported fraud, and identify some very interesting trends and gives us a picture of what's going on out there. And what it revealed is that last year, for the first time ever, we had reported losses involving scams reach $10 billion. And that equates to 1 in 4 people reporting losing money. So that is a very big number. And one of the top scams that we saw was the imposter scams. So your imposter scams are the ones where people pretend to be someone that they're not. So I think most people would be familiar with, you know, someone calling you saying they're the Social Security Administration or some other government agency or your bank. And those scams had a loss of $2.7 billion just from fraud. Another top scam that we saw last year were investment scams. We had 20% higher scams reported involving investments from last year. And generally, scammers are pretty sophisticated, and they also follow the trends of what's going on in society. So one of the contact methods that was the highest last year was through email. So more people reported that they were being scammed through email than ever before. And most of those email scams involved, again, imposter scams involving government and businesses. So, again, your fake Social Security Administration emails, fake Amazon emails, those generally the ones that were reported the highest when they were contacted through email. And another area would be like, so how are people requesting payment? So how do the scammers want to be paid? Well, they have evolved. Now scammers are requesting payments through cryptocurrency, which had $1.4 billion in losses from cryptocurrency transfers alone. And another big payment method that scammers are having are bank transfers. So, again, like I said, scammers are very good at what they do, but we want to educate everyone. So what can you do? How can you spot the scams? How can you avoid it? Generally, you can tell if you are dealing with a scammer, they're going to create some sense of urgency. They're going to rush you and have you act fast. If they're contacting you, they don't want you to take time to think about it or contact someone else at all to see if it's legitimate. So they'll create this sense of urgency. That should be a red flag to you. Again, if you're contacted unexpectedly, that's another red flag. Contacted unexpectedly and asking for money or personal information specifically, that's a red flag that this could be a scam. Another evidence of scam is if they're asking you to pay by a specific way. So like I had mentioned, either cryptocurrency, gift cards is another big way of payment. So if you're seeing some of those red flags, that may be an indication that it is a scam. So to steer clear of some of these scams, we want to tell you and let you know you don't want to give money or information to anyone who is contacting you unexpectedly, meaning do not click the links in an email you do not recognize. Do not give information to someone who calls you or contacts you on social media. Legitimate businesses or government agencies are not going to call you unexpectedly through email or text or social media and ask you for your information or money. That is generally something scammers are going to do to try to steal from you. We also recommend that you slow down. Check it out. If you're not sure if something is legitimate, you definitely want to contact the legitimate entity, the legitimate government agency or the legitimate business, and see if this is something that is real. So hang up from wherever you're talking to or however they contact you and actually go and to the legitimate business and see if it's real.
Tell me a little bit about what you've discovered of who gets scammed. If really there, it's probably, I would assume it's probably with based on 10 billion, it's probably cross-section of all sorts of people.
You're absolutely correct. It can cross all age groups, but what we found is that younger adults, so those between the ages of 20 to 29, report losing money more often than those older adults, 70 and over. However, the older adults lost more money than any other age group that we have seen. So older adults, 70 and over, lost more money, whereas the younger adults will report losing it more often than their older counterparts. So even though we see the scams across all age groups, that's how the breakdown is between reporting and the amount of loss from the scam.
I wanted to share just briefly, I got something the other day, an email. Had something to do from HR. It had something to do with retirement things. And I'm looking at it, so there's a moment where I thought, I better put my attention to this. Started looking a little deeper. I'm thinking, this is a very vague email that I got. Plus, the email address that this thing comes from is a bunch of letters and numbers and doesn't respond to anything that I'm associated with. So I realized right away that this obviously was a scam.
Absolutely. That is a perfect example of what we want you to do if you come across something that doesn't look right. Especially in emails, you want to look for typos. Look at the email address. Is it coming from, you know, the actual email address of the business? A lot of times, like I said, the scammers are sophisticated, so sophisticated enough that they can just tweak the email address with a couple letters that makes it appear to be a legitimate email address, but it is not, just because they just varied the letters a little bit. And if you look at it at first glance, you're like, oh, this is from U.S. Bank. I know them. But they may have changed the last couple letters. It may be a .com or a .gov or however they identify themselves. But just that little change could lead you to clicking on a link of a website that's not even theirs, and then you turning over your personal information or ending up getting scammed. So it is definitely not only slow down, but pay attention to what you're reading, pay attention to what it says, and that's a good tip to try to help you avoid some of these scams.
Most of the time, you will probably not get your money back, I would assume. What can you do if you think you get scammed? How do you report it? What other resources do you have?
You're absolutely right. If you authorize money to be moved, and once you have done that, it's generally gone. If you're moving it to a cryptocurrency wallet, it's very, very hard to get that back. Especially if you authorize movement and like your retirement account, it's very hard to get the money back. So basically, don't move your money. Like I said, go to your legitimate bank or investment account. But if you happen to have moved your money and were scammed, we definitely ask that you go to reportfraud.ftc.gov and report it to us. One of the things we need is that we need to know what's going on, and we only know what's going on if you report the scams and the fraud that you're seeing out there. So it's very important, and I'll plug it again. It's reportfraud.ftc.gov.
Is there a place to go to get some kind of a list or maybe even sort of more documentation or information about some of those frauds we've talked about, other examples that people can then inform themselves on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I highly recommend that everyone sign up for the consumer alerts that we put out. We send messages to your email inbox, and you can learn about the latest scams and tips on how to avoid the scams. And that is at ftc.gov/consumer alert. And that will give you all the latest information on all the scams and tips on how to avoid them. We even break them down into different categories for you.
Our guest today, Tiffany Smedley, investigator for the Federal Trade Commission. How on high alert are you? Do you trust any phone call or any email that you receive?
It's very hard to be trustworthy of emails and phone calls these days. But like I said, I'm extra vigilant and paying attention to where it's coming from. Do I recognize it? And if I don't, I make sure to contact the real company or business that is trying to contact me to make sure it's legitimate.
That's right. And slow down. That's what I'm going to give people. Don't worry about it. There's no urgency. Just slow down. Take your time and think through really what people are asking of you. Tiffany, we appreciate your time this morning, getting a good word out and keeping people safe in this day and age. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
North Coast Conversation, a public service presentation of AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear previous episodes, go to WEOL.com, click on the On Air tab, and look for North Coast Conversation. I'm Bruce Van Dyke for AM 930 WEOL.